and two very large police inspectors came along. Very fat, very authoritative looking, with sticks under their arms, all gold braid on their heads. And as they strolled towards the crowd, there was a programme on television at the time, Pinky and Perky, the little pigs, you remember?
Yeah.
Someone shouted out, "It's Pinky and Perky!" Anyway, everyone's looked around at these two fat police inspectors, and then someone's made a rush at them. And these two big fat coppers turn around and fucking literally run for their life. And the crowd was chasing them down the road. It was a pantomime. Anyway, Watkins in particular, I think, was, and Merrick. Clancy didn't care. Clancy, if they'd have said just get guns and ammunition, I mean, Clancy would have started shooting people. But Watkins and Merrick wanted to go along with the shop steward's line, because Watkins was a steward, so was Merrick. They said that our line is that we get arrested, and as soon as we're arrested, we replace those two men with two others. That was our line. Right? We don't know fighting. Not no violence. If these people want to nick us, they're going to have to nick the old... Our line was, they're going to have to nick every fucking one of us. And there is a lot of us to nick. So that was what had to happen. Anyway, all the crowd started milling around and shouting and all of it. Nah, let's go and get fucking them bastards down there. Let's go and up them and all that, right? It was really nasty. Although there wasn't a lot of men there. There was only 300 or 400. They had done a lot of damage.
So you see the stewards playing up on the restraining road at the
stage? Yeah, me included. Mm-hmm. So I had to get up on this, I think it was an upturned old tin bath. And I said, now look, calm it down, right? Now, I think I must have had a certain amount of respect for the men, because I'd been involved in all the stuff at Chelmer Farm and the lift terminal. I knew that I was taking an hard line. They was all shouting, and they're not fucking going to take them away, they'd take all of us. So I had to say, now look, you've got to, you know, respect the wishes of these men. You ain't going to be banged up in a cell. Clancy, Merrick and Watkins are. And they'll say they're saying this is the way they want it. This is the way the shop stewards committee has agreed to do it. And if you want to be heroes, your turn will come. Because as soon as they nick these five, we're going to put five in. It might be only one of yous. Right? We played that sort of one. We said, now they want to do it this way, and this is the way it's going to be done. Right? And that's it. It was then, just completely spontaneous, we said, right, they're going to put them in Pentonville, we will fucking pick it. There was no shop stewards meeting, no decision made out. We just said, we will pick it, Pentonville fucking prison. Anyway, up comes the police vans with the warrants. They grabbed hold of Clancy, Merritt and Watkins. And they also grabbed hold of a fella called Edges, Teddy Edges. Slung him in the van, took him down the nick. They thought he was someone else and they had to let him go, see. So they've taken him away. I've got some pictures if you want them.
Did they actually do it immediately? Like, my impression was that they actually put them in the van and waited around for a time.
No, they just dropped, as far as I can recall, they just drove off.
Right.
Anyway, they came down in the vans. Do you want some pictures? I've got some good pictures.
Sure.
Yes. About in the Morning Star when they actually arrested them. And off they went. So then we just broke up. We said, right, Pentonville, right, go home, have something to eat, because you're going to be out all night, and get something to eat, have a wash, and get yourself to Pentonville prison, and phone up any docker you know, get as many people you know who've been involved in this campaign, that we want them at Pentonville. Now, on reflection, it was a completely spontaneous thing to do, but on reflection, it was the most important thing to do, because obviously what we did, we had, but a place where other trade unions could identify with. We had actually a point to go. It was so obvious, and we did it so spontaneously, that by that Saturday, people all over the country had started hearing what would happen at Pentonville.